a deserted place by himself. But when the crowds heard it, they followed him on foot from the towns. When he went ashore, he saw a great crowd, and he had compassion for them and cured their sick. When it was evening, the disciples came to him and said, "This is a deserted place, and the hour is now late. Send the crowds away, so that they may go into the villages and buy food for themselves." Jesus said to them, "They need not go away. You give them something to eat." They replied, "We have nothing here but 5 loaves and 2 fish. And he said, "Bring them here to me." Then he ordered the crowds to sit down on the grass. Taking the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, he looked up to heaven and blessed and broke the loaves and gave them to the disciples. And the disciples gave them to the crowds. And all ate and were filled, and they took up what was left over of the broken pieces, 12 baskets full. And those who ate were about 5,000 men, besides women and children. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Please be seated. Grace, mercy, and peace are yours, from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus, who is the bread of life. Amen. 2 weeks ago, we had a reading from Matthew 13, the parable of the wheat and the weeds, in which we remembered that the wheat seeds are not ours. The weed seeds are not ours. The little seedlings that come from those seeds are not ours. The soil in which they grow is not ours. The field in which that soil is laying is not ours. And we are not the farmer. God knows that good and evil are both present in this world and tells us that our job is not to judge what's a wheat and what's a weed, or what should be done about those weeds. Our job is to love. And last week, while we were celebrating Christmas here at Emmanuel, the lectionary reading that others were hearing was a list of very short parables. Jesus says, "The kingdom is like," and then he kind of rattles off several things. A mustard seed, a bit of yeast in a bunch of flour, a treasure in a field, a hidden treasure in a field, a pearl of great price, and then a fishing net that catches every kind of fish. And you know what Jesus says about this big catch of fish? What is this big catch of fish like? He tells us. He says, it's like the end. When the angels come and separate the good fish from the bad fish, he tells them first this great and surprising vast power of the kingdom, right? This possibility of growth and reach that the kingdom has, like a tiny little mustard seed that becomes a mustard tree that birds can nest in. And then he tells them of the ability of a little bit of kingdom love to change the world and affect so much more than itself, the way a little bit of yeast affects a whole bunch of flour and leavens lots of bread. He also tells them the great value of the kingdom in kind of two very similar parables. We have a hidden treasure in the field and a pearl of great price, both of which the person who discovers what the truth is, what it really is, goes and sells everything else. Nothing is more important than this treasure or this pearl. Then, after saying what the kingdom's power is, then we get the fishing net, which catches every kind of fish. So he brings it back around to the point he was making about the wheat and the weeds, that in the end, there will be a judgment, and in the end, there will be an accounting. God and God's angels, according to this account, will sort it out. We don't get to, and praise God, we don't have to. We are not God. So Jesus makes these points, and then the next thing we really hear is that he has heard of the death of his friend, John the Baptist. And Jesus needs to get away. So he gets in a boat, and he heads off to what he thinks is going to be a deserted place that he knew, to be alone. But when he gets there, the crowds are there. And he feels great pity for them, and he goes among them and begins healing. And then, you know this story. We know this story. The disciples say, "Hey, Jesus, it's getting late. People are hungry. Dismiss them so that they will go off and get something to eat. We don't have anything here." And he says, "They don't have to leave. You need to feed them." And they say, "We don't have anything to give them. Like, we checked. 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish. We already know what we have." So Jesus serves communion. It's bread and fish instead of bread and wine. But he takes bread, blesses it, breaks it, and gives it to people, and there is more than enough. And in a few minutes, I will tell you about another time when Jesus took bread and blessed it and broke it and gave it to people, and in the meal, there is more than enough. So we know this story, but I'm wondering if we paid attention to when it happens. Have we noticed that Jesus has just hammered home the point that there are all types of people in this world, or fish in the net, or weeds or wheat, right? There's good, bad, confused, faithful, sick, rich, selfish, liars, servants, and God will handle the judgment. We are to love the world and present the kingdom to the world in such a way that when they see it, they will want to sell everything else. There will be nothing else in their world that will be more important than participating in the kingdom of God. And the way that we do that is by loving them. And he has just been teaching this, and then he says, "Hey, let's do a service project. There's people here. They're hungry." These people do not have it all together. They're sick. They're lonely. Something. They followed him to get some healing. Something's going on in their world. They might be rejected. They might be sick or lonely. Whatever's going on. Jesus was among them and healing them. It's a huge crowd of thousands of people. Seriously, it is really the picture of the world. Good, faithful people, lousy, dishonest people. Good, faithful people who can be lousy and dishonest. Wheat and weeds. And Jesus says, "Hey, the wheat and weeds are hungry, friends. Let's feed them. We're gonna love them by meeting their needs, and right now they need dinner." He doesn't say one thing about worthiness or deserving dinner. He has great pity on every last wheat and weed and hybrid thereof. And he blesses a gift someone gave, and then he makes it more than enough to feed everyone and then some. He's been talking about the value and power and abundance of the kingdom, like mustard seeds and yeast in bread and like a pearl of great price. And now he shows them. This is the kingdom. This is what the kingdom looks like. "Get out there, disciples, and put a hunk of bread and a morsel of fish in every outstretched hand." They get to share in my abundance. And if you notice that their kids aren't behaving, or they're overweight, or they don't say thank you, or they kind of grab at the fish when you hand it to them, maybe you can tell they're from Samaria, or you recognize them from when you were kids and they were really mean to you in Hebrew school, or you know that they cheated your friend out of some money, or you've seen them by the synagogue begging and you know that they could work if they wanted to, or you can tell by their fresh robes, their clean clothes, that they could afford dinner. Fellow disciples of Emmanuel. If we notice those things, and we think we get to decide who gets a morsel. If we notice those things and think we are to decide who gets how much, then we have not heard the parables. And we have not learned what Jesus has been teaching us, that our work is love. Our work looks like a cross, it's sacrifice. And our work is telling the world of God's preposterous love for us, we who are hybrids of wheat and weeds. It's not our field, it's not our soil, it's not our seeds, we are not the farmer. We are those with baskets brimming with fish and bread, reaching into the basket over and over and over and fetching out morsel after morsel and placing it in each next outstretched hand. And just in case we're fuzzy on how this works, just in case we're confused about who deserves what, in a few minutes, we will kneel our sinful selves down at that table. And into our unworthy outstretched hands, we will receive a piece of God. Not just today, but every time we come. Thanks be to God.